Nolte, Disney's The View chooses no candidates over booking Republicans. By John Nolte on March 24, 2026. Here's more proof the Disney grooming syndicate abuses the publicly owned airwaves as its own personal left-wing super PAC. After Federal Communications Commission, FCC, Chairman Brendan Carr announced in February that he had begun an investigation into The View violating the FCC's equal time regulations. The far-left ABC daytime show stopped booking politicians, all politicians. Equal time regulations require that non-hard news shows, The View and late-night shows are definitely not hard news, that benefit from the use of the publicly owned airwaves give equal time to all qualified candidates within a certain period around an election. Cable shows like those hosted by Jon Stewart and Bill Maher don't count. They are cable shows, although, to be fair, Maher has Republicans on his HBO show all the time, even though there's no requirement. But Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert and The View are broadcast shows that use the publicly owned airwaves and are therefore required to serve the public and not their own selfish, personal political interests. Well, for decades, no one has enforced the equal time rules. And self-serving narcissists like those at The View and Late Night have abused the privilege of our airwaves to go full Democrat Party super PAC. Trump and Carr have decided to put a stop to this self-serving abuse. And now, rather than give a Republican the opportunity to make their case, the groomers who run Disney and the Harridans at The View appear to have decided it is better to have no politicians on whatsoever. How's that for intolerance? The Hollywood Reporter notes. Indeed, a review of The View's guest bookings going back 6 months show that political guests were a common occurrence. Putting aside December, when the holidays interrupted the regular programming, including appearances from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, Senator Bernie Sanders, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, and John Sen. Fetterman. Politics were still a frequent hot topic of the conversations ever. Day, of course, but the guest lists conspicuously shifted, with actors, authors and filmmakers filling the guest lists, and political figures absent. In order to have Democrat U.S. Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, on this week, he's being snuck on the day before the race officially begins with the filing deadline for the June primary. Hopefully, this trick won't work, and the FCC will still push The View to give Booker's qualified Democrat primary opponents equal time. But Booker is such a precious in the Democrat Party. Disney, which owns ABC, doesn't want to give his primary opponents any publicity or the opportunity to say something that might hurt him in the general election or in a possible presidential run. That's how devious and hyper-politicized Disney has become. Which would be fine if it were operating on its own dime. But Disney is not. Disney has made and continues to make billions of dollars using the public airwaves. At the very least, it should respect the law and the public.